to all those at home who are watching, who are struggling and waiting to be seen, please keep on going because the spotlight will one day find you.
An emotional Ki-hae Kwan accepting the trophy for Best Supporting Actor at the Screen Actors Guild Awards this past Sunday. His performance as Waymond in the multiverse sci-fi film Everything, Everywhere, All at Once has garnered Kwan a slew of awards, and he's considered a frontrunner for the Oscar as well. But the journey to the spotlight had some detours for Ki-hae Kwan, who made his first screen appearance as Short Round in 1984's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Here and Now's Emiko Tamagawa gave us this profile last spring.
Ki-hae Kwan was born in Vietnam to parents of Chinese descent in 1971. But 7 years later, the chaos of the Vietnam War caused his family to flee the country.
My dad took six kids, myself included. We escaped to Hong Kong, where we ended up in a refugee camp more than a year. And my mom took three of my siblings, and then they escaped to Malaysia.
The family eventually reunited in Los Angeles. And in 1983, his brother went to a casting call for an Asian kid to star as Harrison Ford's sidekick in the next Indiana Jones film. Kwan tagged along.
And I was giving him instructions behind the camera. And the casting director saw me and says, "Hey, Ki, do you want to give it a try?" Which I did. And the next day, we got a call from Steven Spielberg's office.
It was Ki-hae Kwan who got the role of Short Round in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. He's a bit of a smart-aleck kid who's not very good at following Indy's instructions.
Stay behind me, Short Round. Step where I step. And don't touch anything.
For Ki-hae Kwan, the role was a joy.
It was pure fun. The only thing I didn't like was every time I was having fun on set, I would get pulled back into a trailer to continue my schoolwork.
Also fun, Kwan's role in this 1985 kids classic.
Steven Spielberg presents The Goonies.
Playing the gadget-loving Data at just 14.
Oh, Data. Only problems. Batteries don't last so long, guys.
But then things changed.
As I got older, in my late teens and early 20s, there was nothing there for me. It was just really difficult being an Asian actor working in Hollywood at that time. I found myself spending a lot of time waiting for that phone to ring, not with an offer, but with an opportunity to audition. And when it did come, it was very stereotypical. It was very marginalized. And a lot of times, it didn't even have a character name. And it wasn't fun anymore.
So Kwan went to film school. A second-degree black belt in Taekwondo, he found work as an assistant fight choreographer and assistant director on both Hollywood and Hong Kong films. But he had pretty much given up on acting. Then in 2018, Crazy Rich Asians exploded onto the scene. The film's about a Chinese-American professor who travels to China to meet her boyfriend's family. As her best friend, played by Awkwafina, tells her, they're not who she thought they were.
These people aren't just rich, okay? They're crazy rich. Look, there's new money all over Asia. We got the Beijing billionaires, the Taiwan tycoons, but the Young family, they're old money rich.
Crazy Rich Asians is a comedy. But for Ki-hae Kwan, seeing the film and its all-Asian cast brought up very different feelings.
I remember watching it three times in the theater, and I cried three times, not only because it was a really moving story, I also cried because I missed being up on the screen. I wanted to be up there with my fellow Asian actors. So it's really then that the idea of getting back into acting started taking place.
Lucky for Kwan, at the same time, the writing-directing team of Daniel Scheinert and Daniel Kwan, who call themselves the Daniels, were putting together Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
I can see where this story is going.
It does not look good.
The film stars Michelle Yeoh as a Chinese-American laundromat owner whose quest to straighten out her taxes keeps getting interrupted by calls to save the universe. Well, multiple universes, actually. During the course of the film, Yeoh plays several versions of her character and showcases some premium fighting skills. Not surprising, considering Yeoh also starred in the martial arts classic Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. The Daniels were looking for the right guy to play Waymond, the husband of Michelle Yeoh's character, who also has several incarnations. But they were having trouble. According to Daniel Scheinert, the job had a lot of requirements.
We needed someone who was convincingly sweet, kind of beta male, who you'd, you know, almost laugh at and dismiss. But then he also had to speak English, Mandarin, Cantonese, know martial arts, and be able to switch between multiple versions of himself and be a totally convincing alpha man as well.
Fortunately, Daniel Kwan spends a lot of time on social media.
One day I was on Twitter and I came across a GIF of Short Round from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And my brain just kind of lit up because I wondered, like, where is that person now? Where is that person who was so formative to, you know, my childhood? And I started to do the math and I realized, oh, he might be the right age. We reached out to our casting director and was like, do you think he would like to come back and do an audition for us?
Never in a million years in my wildest imagination did I think I would ever land this role, but I wanted it more than anything. I thought the role was written for me.
Once he got the part, Kwan got to work. For someone who hadn't acted in over 20 years, playing several different versions of the same character was a challenge he eagerly embraced.
You know, I hired an acting coach, a dialogue coach, a voice coach because I wanted them to sound different. And then I hired a body movement coach because it was really important to me that the audience can distinguish which version of Waymond they're watching just based on how he sits, how he walks, how he moves, and how he talks.
One of Kwan's biggest challenges was a martial arts sequence that has to be seen to be believed. It involves the quintessential 80s accessory, the fanny pack. Kwan was under a lot of pressure while shooting that scene. If he couldn't pull it off quickly, the Daniels would have had to make it work another way, and Kwan says the scene just wouldn't have looked as cool. Take one was a disaster. Here's how Ki Hui Kwan describes take two.
I start swinging the fanny pack smoothly. It went great. I swing it around my shoulder perfectly. I swing it around my neck perfectly. And the last part, which is the most difficult part, I kicked the strap, and in that instant, it was almost like slow motion to me. I saw the fanny pack shoots up and flies towards the camera, just the way it's meant to be. I hear a cut, and everybody was clapping. I look over to the Daniels, and I think it was one of the happiest moments of the shoot because we got it in two takes.
As for the Daniels, they're proud of their role in rediscovering Ki Hui Kwan.
He has this ability to just make you want to watch him and make you want to love him. And it's such a shame that for so much of his life, there was no space for him in this industry. And I'm just so happy to be one small part of bringing him back into the fold and reminding people of that X factor that Spielberg saw so long ago.
But they better treat him nice this time.
Exactly.
He is a gem. He's a treasure. And if they make him feel bad about himself, I will hunt them down like Michelle Yeoh.
For Ki Hui Kwan, everything has come full circle.
You know, over the years, a lot of Asian talents working in Hollywood today, they would often come up to me and say, hey, Ki, man, you know, you're the OG. Thank you for paving the way for us to be here. My return to acting is a direct result of their progress, of the progress that we have been making, you know, in the last few years in Hollywood. So this is an incredible time. All I can say is that I'm really happy now. I'm at a very happy place.
Ki Hui Kwan could be in an even happier place on Oscar night, which is March 12th. For Here and Now, I'm Emiko Tamagawa.